DUP. Geoffrey Donaldson, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
He has no time for sectarian politics, yet and all you're calling for some form of pact between unionists to beat, obviously, Sinn Féin.
Well, Frank, first of all, I don't regard being a unionist as being sectarian. And, you know, if we're going to label the tens of thousands of people who vote for unionist parties as sectarian, then what hope have we got of building a shared future in Northern Ireland? There are many Catholics who support the union as well as Protestants, so I don't accept for one moment that unionists cooperating in the interests of maintaining the union with Great Britain are guilty of sectarian behaviour, because that presupposes that the only people who want the union are Protestant, and that simply isn't true. Secondly, of course, because I believe passionately in the union, in Northern Ireland remaining part of the United Kingdom, I want to see unionist representation maximised, whether that's in Westminster or indeed in the Assembly. So we're saying to the UUP, we think there is more scope for unionists to cooperate when it comes to sharing our transfers in PR elections, or indeed ensuring that we're a unionist has a chance of winning a seat at Westminster, that we seek to optimise that opportunity. And that's what we did last time round. And if Robin Swan is saying that he really doesn't care anymore about Tom Elliott being returned as the member for Fermanagh and South Tyrone, despite the fact that that seat was represented by an abstentionist Sinn Féin MP, and it meant the people of Fermanagh and South Tyrone had no voice in Westminster. If Robin is saying he's not up for cooperating with the DUP on that in the future, then maybe he should tell Tom Elliott that.
How would you feel about an SDLP Sinn Féin pact?
That's a matter for the SDLP and Sinn Féin.
But how would you feel about it if that's the way politics went in Northern Ireland? You had a unionist pact and you had a nationalist pact and they fought it out at the ballot box.
Well, they do that anyway to a large degree, albeit I think the Alliance Party would probably say that they have a voice as well.
Yeah, but there's no pact between Sinn Féin and the SDLP going into elections.
And if they want to have a pact, Frank, that's a matter for them. I don't object to political parties cooperating in a common interest. Indeed, it happens in many other parts of the world as well. For example, in Germany, Angela Merkel is returned as the Chancellor in Germany because of an electoral pact between her party and another political party, and they actually have a formal pact. So, you know, this is not unheard of, that political parties do have pacts at election time to maximise their representation.
But it narrows choice for the electorate. It narrows choice down to whether or not you want a united Ireland or whether you want a link with the union.
Well, I don't accept that, Frank. I think there are other parties. I mean, the Green Party, the Alliance Party, for example, would say that they offer another alternative choice. But look, when you vote for the DUP or the UUP, you're voting for the union anyway. So you are making that choice. And all that I'm saying is that to maximise support for the union, we ought to look at ways in which that can be achieved. In a PR election, obviously, people can vote for as many parties as they like. So you're not actually asking them to make a choice between one and the other. You're simply asking them to ensure that they use their preferences wisely. If they believe in the union, then they ought to. And this has been something we've been doing for years and advocating for years, is that they give their initial preferences to unionist parties. And then if they want to transfer to other parties, of course they can. So you're not in a PR election actually asking people to make a clear choice. You're simply asking them to use their votes wisely and strategically.
This call to Robin Swan, it highlights the pressure that the DUP is under at the moment.
I don't accept that for a moment, Frank. I'm simply saying that if we want to have more unionists in the Assembly, for example, then there is a way to achieve that. And actually, it might benefit the UUP. And so, you know, we're not necessarily saying that the winners out of this would be the DUP. And what we want the winners to be, obviously because we are unionists, is that we want more unionists to be elected to these bodies, whether it's the Assembly or Westminster. And indeed, Westminster is important as well, Frank, because there are a number of constituencies in Northern Ireland, four at present, who elect MPs who don't actually take their seats at Westminster. And when you consider the huge decisions that are going to be taken in the next few years about our future under Brexit, shouldn't the people in West Tyrone, Nuireann Armagh, shouldn't they have a voice, someone to speak for them at Westminster? So we're simply saying, look, if you want to change that, this is one way it could be achieved, that if unionists work and collaborate more closely together. That doesn't mean you will win all of those seats at a Westminster election, but at least you're going to give people the opportunity to do something that can have the prospect of making a change for the better. And of course, at PR elections, people have lots of choices.
If there was to be an election to the Assembly relatively soon, it is a possibility, it's a very slight possibility, but if there was, would you be hoping that some form of pact could be formed as quickly as that, considering that you are under such pressure, the DUP versus Sinn Féin, if there is an election in the near future?
Well, Frank, I hope I don't sound like someone who's under pressure. My views are not being expressed because we feel under pressure. I'm simply responding to comments that Robin Swan made at the weekend when he made his inaugural speech as leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, for which I congratulate him on his appointment to that position. And I'm simply responding to the remarks that Robin said, and I'm saying to the UUP, this is something we ought to explore. It has worked for us in the past, and it can work in the future. And of course, if there is to be an Assembly election, well, the DUP won't run away from that. We won the last election, albeit by a narrow margin, and we'll fight to win the next time.
And just finally and very briefly, because I know you need to go, Robin Swan seemed optimistic come Good Friday. Are you optimistic come Friday?
We need to be, Frank. We cannot contemplate failure here. There are people today listening to your programme waiting on operations in hospitals. There are community and voluntary sector organisations who don't know what the future holds, if they're going to be able to continue the excellent work that they do. There are roads that need fixed. There's a whole host of things we need to be doing.
But will it be sorted by Friday?
Well, I hope it can be, Frank. If there is the will, we're up for it. And let me be very, very clear. Whether it's today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday this week, we will form a government. We want to get on with the job of governing Northern Ireland. We have no preconditions. We're prepared to go into government today. We want that to happen. We hope agreement can be reached.
You might have to compromise, however.
Well, Frank, I think that we are willing to work with others to resolve the issues. Some of those issues can be resolved before we form a government. Other issues may need to be dealt with after we form the government. But we recognise we need to address and resolve all of the issues. We're not running away from anything, but nor are we running away from government.
Sir Geoffrey, thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir Geoffrey Donaldson of the DUP. It's now